Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Farr. This morning, my guest is Shane Totten, the newly promoted Vice President of Sustainability with Mannington Commercial. Shane, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Our paths crossed just recently in Washington at the Flooring Sustainability Summit. I wanted to talk to you today to highlight your promotion. Let me go through your background real quick. You've been at Mannington for 2.5 years, and prior to that, you spent 7.5 years with Southern Interface, which is a nonprofit organization focused on sustainable homes and workplace and community. And prior to that, you spent 5.5 years as a professor with SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design, and you have a Master's of Architecture from NC State. Did I get that right?
Go Pack. Yes, sir. The nonprofit I worked at is called the South Face Institute, located in Atlanta.
Interesting that you end up now in industry after teaching and working in nonprofit. Just recently, Mannington released its 2023 sustainability report. You've been there 2.5 years. What do you think are some of your proudest achievements so far at Mannington?
I think that Mannington and the work that we're doing has been really impactful over the last couple of years, setting us on a great road towards reducing our emissions and creating products that are durable and perform and are beautiful, but also are really minimizing and eliminating their impacts on the environment. So within the last couple of years, I'm really proud of the position we're taking on our transparency for our product. We have doubled down on our commitment to understand not only what's in them, but how our supply chain provides us with materials and what's in those materials, and then disclosing all of that to our customers and to the architecture and design community so that they can use that information to achieve their own project goals. One thing that's really impressed me and has humbled me at the same time is the way that the entire company has embraced environmental and social responsibility as expressions of our values of caring and doing the right thing. I think it really drives into controlling our own destiny as well, because we are looking holistically at how we evolve as a company, going into our second century as a family-owned business, making sure that we are supporting our associates and the communities around us and not doing any damage to the environment, but in fact trying to heal it where we can, has been embraced by the company. And I am beginning to see it embedded in our daily operations and daily conversations. I'm beginning to see it identified as goals within functional units. And so that has been really touching and inspiring to me is the change agent who has come in and introduced a lot of ideas that make sense but might not be historically what we've practiced. It's really been great to see the company move the way it has.
You know, I'm a big fan of Mannington's, and you know, most people know family-owned business, 109 years old. I think one of the reasons that it's successful, you know, with Jay Coppelson out there every day on the residential side and your team on the commercial side, is because the family ownership is similar to what you see in the marketplace, these mom and pop dealers on the residential side or these commercial contractors on the commercial side. They're family owned organizations as well. And just a minute ago, as you were running through your answer, many people probably didn't know you went through the company's core values: care, do the right thing, control your own destiny, and work hard, play hard. I guess that brings my question is, what attracted you to Mannington?
I think it was the conversations I had with leaders during the interview process. There were consistent comments about the values of the company, of the ownership, the ability to look beyond a quarterly report pressure, quarterly profit pressure, to think generationally. Folks were incredibly sincere. I was really inspired by the potential that Tom described in the interview process and how this could fit in and really inform the commercial business unit, but also the entire company. I mean, it has to be at the company level in order for it to really be effective and meaningful. And I got in and within 3 months realized this was a great decision. I'm not familiar with manufacturing per se as a profession, but I've been able to plug in lots of really impactful ways that have helped us really begin to see our profit potential, but also our value potential on those core values and the trust that we can build with our customers and our partners.
You are kind of a rolling stone gathering no moss. I was noticing that at NeoCon, you did a speech with Jane Rohde, who is also out in the design field, kind of focused on environments for aging. And she also is the technical leader for the RFCI, and resilient flooring is one of your big categories. I see you guys are working together, and I also see you're doing a speech in Portland, Oregon soon, right?
Actually, next week, yeah. It's a event for our district managers and their customers and clients where we're really talking about sustainability and how you have to focus on the big picture, approaching it holistically versus picking one attribute like material health or just embodied carbon. Jane and I share the belief that that's really complicated these days because of all of the information that a designer is expected to digest and understand when the context of designing a project really hasn't changed. They don't have a bigger budget. They don't have more time. And so I think as manufacturers, Jane as a consultant, we're in a great position to help them understand how to make these decisions in the best way possible, given a project's particular circumstances. And so that's something that's important to me is helping people parse out all of the things that you're thinking about when you talk about sustainability in a product or a project.
When you were finishing high school and choosing your career path, went to the School of Architecture, and now you're focused on sustainability. Tell us how you went from one to the other.
Yeah, I think that the two are incredibly interrelated. I started studying architecture because I love the idea to make something real out of just an idea or an inspiration. And the more I learned about design, I was also very into the outdoors and mountain biking and backpacking and leading trips for children during the summer into the outback. And what I realized is that there's an incredible balance between the built environment and the natural environment. And we have a responsibility to really honor that and to be stewards of both of those in a way that really creates potential for people. And so I gravitated towards energy efficiency and water efficiency because those were ways that I could achieve the desires I had to help the environment. And then sustainability emerged as an actual discipline, first really looking at energy and water and building materials, but then expanding to what it is today, where we talk about social responsibility as part of environmental responsibility. It was a natural evolution for me. I realized I had much greater potential for impact by looking at sustainability related to policy and building codes and products than I ever did as an architect working on individual projects. To me, one of my main goals was to really have an impact at scale in a way that could make a difference. And so I found that sustainability as a career was a path for me to do that.
All right. Well, congratulations on your promotion. Again, been talking to Shane Todd, the new Vice President of Sustainability with Mannington Commercial, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.